Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with another Happy Hour episode where we're watching Sex and the City. Yay!
Yes, these are so fun for me because I literally have no idea what's about to happen.
And I just get to tease you with it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We could be talking about anything. I don't know.
And it's true. And it's quite fun to watch your face. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we are on season 2, episode 16. If you're keeping count, we're slowly making our way through the second season out of all the seasons and the movies. Yep. And apparently, Just Like That is coming back soon, too. So, oh,
yeah.
We've got a lot to do. But
we do.
Before we start, this is a happy hour. And A, if you're drinking anything, if you're doing any excessive things, be responsible. Extracurricular things, I guess. Be responsible. Take care of yourself. You know, drinking could be an extracurricular, right? That thing? No?
Yeah, sure.
As I've been watching all the K-dramas, apparently it's a thing for South Korea. But yes, with that, we are not being currently sponsored by anything specific, especially if we mention something for this episode. So we're not like doing a, this is brought to you by like, Sex and the City is brought to you by this. That's not happening with this one. And if you listen to our previous Monday mini, you should be kind of caught up about what we're talking about with sponsorships, kind of bits. You have become pros in the world of professional podcasting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh. The FCC will fine you is what I will
real
say.
Hard.
We
real
have
hard.
To be real open about this, which yes. I appreciate. I think it's correct.
Yes. And we don't have that kind of money.
No.
Just an FYI.
I just met with a financial planner and it turns out, no.
They told me I'm poorer than I thought. So, Annie, what are you sipping on?
I my red wine from a box. I did want to make, because it's hot in my apartment, I wanted to make a gin and tonic, but my aforementioned meeting with the financial planner went over. I know I could have asked, but I just did the easier thing. So here we are.
Easy's nice. Easy's nice. Mm-hmm. I am drinking on another bubbly water. I think I've kind of got to the point that I'm like, you know what? Alcohol makes me sleepy. And behind the curtains here, this is the first episode we're recording today. So I feel like I shouldn't start there. I shouldn't start sleepy. That's just mm-hmm. a me thing. Mm-hmm. When we end it with it, we're good to go. I'm good to
go.
We're not ending this with it. So I'm going to be drinking on my bubble water, which is a specific brand of mineral bubble water. I think you actually got sponsored by them at Savor. You got the hard alcohol. We don't have that here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm not going to mention the brand because they haven't sponsored us yet. Call us though.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. You know. So yes, we are on episode 16. But before we start, Annie, who got a B last time around, can you kind of give us a rewind, a recap?
So we've had our Big and Carrie mid-season breakup The season started with them breaking up and then they got back together and now they've broken up again. And it had a lot of introspection for Carrie about like, who am I dating and what do I want? Charlotte is having to realize that what she wants, which is kind of our more traditional heteronormative, you know, picket fence, white picket fence, husband, couple kids, it's not what everyone else wants. And she kind of had this argument with her brother about it and with Samantha about it and called her some not nice things, but they have come around. They talked about it. And then Miranda, we have, has met Steve, who, I mean, I no spoiler alert because HBO is telling me this is 25 years, so that's past the limit. But who we know is important in her life later, but they have broken up. And now she has been dating a bunch of interesting people, I'll say. And then, yeah, Samantha, it's so funny because every time I feel like I say the same thing, but Samantha continues to kind of like date and has very specific ideas and thoughts about relationships and how, you know, we should be more open about what they can look like and kind of getting into hijinks. And the last one, we talked a lot about dating the family, and it had a really good moment at the end where they talked about kind of the found family and the friends, and that is one of our favorite things as I'm watching it the first time, Samantha the several-ist time. So that was nice.
Yes, yes. Very good, very good. Thank you for that. So we are now on episode 16. We've traveled past that. The title, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's called, Was It Good For You? Question mark.
Okay.
Can you give me a prediction of what you think this episode is about?
As I mentioned in the last one, now I feel like I flew too close to the sun. I actually had success, and now I'm in my head about it.
Are you capping?
Yeah, that was the highest
I've ever
gonna
go.
Was I got semi-right about a bad pun. Was it good for you? I mean, that sounds on the surface like it's like maybe not great sex, or maybe you don't know if the other person is enjoying it. And so you ask, was it good for you? That's what I got. That's it.
I like you to generalize statement, not about the individual characters, just a generalized statement. That's where
I
we
don't
are.
No. I'm hoping by like season three, I'll be like, okay.
Charlotte, I got this.
Yeah. But not right now. I don't have it yet.
We'll see in season three. I'll remember those words.
Okay. Oh,
cool. Okay. All right. Then let's get into it and see how you do.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
fell asleep when he was making love to me.
Oh.
I fell asleep.
He was tired. This has nothing to do with you.
Has a man ever fallen asleep?
I mean, they were in bed. It's right. Nice.
It's nice, sleepy. He's comfortable.
Yeah.
There is some question about, like, how much little movement do you do that he just falls asleep and you don't realize he's asleep until he starts snoring? What are y'all doing? Y'all just laying there?
Cool. Of course it's her, and I have to say I'm not surprised. Ever seen her on a Stairmaster? Nothing happening below the waist. Nada. No sail.
How can you say that?
That's so mean. If my friend said that about me, I'd be really sad. Annie, do you talk this way about people? Me?
No. Oh, God, no.
Also, I don't think I would be talking about my friend's sex life to my other friends. I don't know. Maybe that's just...
I think it depends on your friend group dynamic.
Okay.
And in my personal case, no. But I can see some group dynamics working that way.
You want to have sex with a woman.
Are you serious?
Totally. I've always been curious what it would be like.
Neither one of us has ever done it, and we thought it might be fun.
So they're friends, and they're propositioning her. And I'm like, that just feels awkward in itself. Like, I have a pretty strict rule about not dating within the friend group, so this feels like even worse.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, on the line of flattering and also insulting.
Because, right. But for Samantha, it wasn't insulting, because right. That just validated her life.
Yes. And I think that is, like, a clear her character. But there's also kind of this assumption that you'll, like, oh, you're so sexual, you'll be into it. Which I don't think would fly with everyone. But for her, yes.
You can't smoke in the restaurant, you know? I'm a smoker.
Yeah, I'm a smoker too, but come on, Pally. Watch where you throw those things, huh? No, it didn't leave a mark.
As the pain subsided, my mind was free to notice how incredibly cute this guy was.
I am sorry. My name's Patrick. Patrick Casey.
Carrie Bradshaw. Burn victim.
How weird was that? I mean, that was intense.
I would not be happy if someone had thrown a cigarette at me.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think I would, like, hear the person out, but then I would not go with them anywhere.
Well, I mean, like, the fact that it was an accident, he's apologizing, right. It's super cute. It could be a meet cute. Very New York meet cute, but a meet cute.
Threw a cigarette on me.
Yep. That's how it began.
I had learned that Patrick was a composer who wrote music for the movies.
So what type of movies do you compose for?
Really bad ones. You know, the I screamed when I knew what you did last summer on Elm Street type.
Well, as long as you're challenged.
There you go. Sorry, he just called out all your movies. I'm so sorry, Annie. He would have been X just from that, wouldn't he?
I'm late. I have to go.
How dare you?
Thank you for the coffee, and maybe one day you'll give me scar tissue again.
You're great.
Thanks.
As I walked away, I started to think, how many cute, smart single smokers are there left in the world?
Single
seven?
Smokers. That used to be a hard no for me back when I was dating. Was if you smoked, I was no. Give a
man. Yeah, it was not my favorite. This whole. But, like, I would give you a chance if you told me you're,
social?
Stop. Yeah, social or stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And typically, though, whenever, like, if I kissed them and they were, smoke breath, I'll be like, nope.
Well, you laughed real hard at my confession to you that if I've just washed my hair, I won't go to a restaurant if my friends invite me where the smoking is allowed because then I had to wash my hair again.
How often do you wash your hair?
Twice a week.
Oh, okay.
When I was running, it was every day.
Yeah, me too. If I work out, typically. Well, no, not even that. I won't. It's according to if I'm doing something the next day, I might just put some of the,
the dry shampoo.
Yeah, dry shampoo, baby powder, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that someone actually had the nerve to call this color Florentine Peach?
I can't believe you had the nerve to spend this much on sheets.
Florentine Peach.
It's an experiment.
You know, as you get older and you have more of a disposable income, I will start spending a little more money on my bed stuff. Like you know, like, it's important to have comfortable things.
Yeah.
Soft sheets where you just lay in there and you're like, oh, this is, especially when they're freshly clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's a delight and it's worth the money.
It is. I I agree, and I've been working on sleeping more, and I feel like I've had good luck, and part of it is because my bed is so comfortable.
Nice.
But also, when I had a huge crush on Daniel Radcliffe, I remember reading an interview with him where he said the one thing he'll splurge on is a bed, like a nice bed and nice sheets and nice pillows. And I had such a big crush on him, I was like, sage advice.
He changed your life.
He did, and he doesn't even know it.
Oh.
As it should be. I won't bother him again with a fan letter.
Come on now, why not?
Gary. Listen, let me explain.
No, I'm embarrassed. You know, you're obviously, you're in the middle of a thing with your lover or whoever,
I'm not gay. I'm an alcoholic.
Alcoholic?
We were just waiting for
Have you ever dated an addict?
Yes, not an alcoholic, but a drug addict. And I didn't know at the time. And I was too young to deal with it. Like, I felt guilty and I had to stay in it to help him. And I didn't know how to help him. So it wasn't a good situation. But I mean, I very well could have dated an alcoholic and not known it. But as far as I know, I have not.
I definitely dated an alcoholic. And he was, I think, like almost into a year. But his addictive part, and social worker here. So being a person who worked with like addicts and stuff, I was like, oh no, this is not good. But yet I believed him. And then I saw all the things. I was like, oh, this is... Because also, and we're going to talk about this in a bit, but like he also has a habit and an addict in being happy and in love. So it was very obvious that kind of was like, I was a replacement for a little while until I got boring to him. Well, to be fair, like he was also recently out of a relationship. Like he was divorced and like going through a really horrible divorce. But like... There's so many things, but like all of that is part of the addictive personality. I was like, oh, okay, you're just that person.
Mine was much more he was using me to like, he needed something to distract him. And it wasn't like happiness, it was just something.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Cowboy. How would you feel about a dude nakedly jumping up and down on your bed?
Not great.
Yeah, it's not...
I'm afraid... Okay.
But, like, he would fall on you? I mean, to be fair, I don't...
Injury.
Either, you don't, yeah.
But also, yeah, I'm not super into...
Yeah, that's fair.
There's a good Seinfeld quote about it where, like... And for everybody who's attracted to the male body, all for it, but, like... The flopping about, I don't think I'd be super into.
Flopping about. It's true. The flopping about. Also, for me, like, even though I am attracted to men, I don't necessarily think, like, all the anatomy is great looking, and I don't want to see it necessarily.
Yeah. Like, I think the Seinfeld quote is, like, the man is like a Jeep. Like, it gets the job done. The woman is, like, much more, like, sleeker in design. Yeah.
Sleek in design.
So, I'm taking a class.
A f***ing class?
No, a tantric sex workshop.
Well, I feel like this is one of the scenes I've seen.
Okay.
I've seen one where they go to a sex workshop.
This
it's like
okay,
old,
yes,
it's an old dude.
You are correct.
Yes.
It is coming up.
I have seen this one particular part.
There you go. The one that you talked about, I've seen parts of it.
Yes. I do think that's there's nothing wrong with that. Or no. I mean, it's the same as like...
I don't know if I would be prepared to see what you're talking about, this actual like act. I'd be like, what is happening?
I mean, go in with full knowledge and consent, and also no one can touch you in a class unless you consent to it. But I think if like everything happens as it should happen, nothing wrong with it. It's like kind of like, you know, you can read books and look up online.
Yes.
It helps.
You know, for a lot of teenage girls, it happened to be like Cosmos and such. They were really raunchy about how to please your man. And all the, by the way,
that's
they were really
true.
Bad advice.
It
bad
was
advice.
Bad. That was very bad advice because it was very much more about pleasing the man and nothing about like you.
Exactly. Like slowly that came about like, you know, how women, and I think GQ may have a version of that for men.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I think. But I feel like there were more articles about like how to get a woman, not necessarily how to please a woman.
Right.
And this is all very heteronormative speak. Yeah. And I think that's all I saw, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing is that it implies that if you don't, he'll leave you. That's like kind of the understanding I got
keeping
from those headlines.
Keeping it spicy in the bedroom.
Or else he'll go. And it might be a thing you don't want to do.
Right.
I can't do this.
Neither can I.
Very awkward.
But I... We're just getting started.
No, can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's very pretty, but...
I mean, like, no. It's not like men don't have...
It's us.
Like, some sort of breasts.
Right.
I mean, I know women are like, a fattier.
Suddenly, Samantha wasn't feeling so good about herself in bed.
Aww. I mean, if they don't want to do it, don't do it. But I get why she feels a little bummed
right. by it. At this point, like, she's talked to herself and, like, they talked her into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said no. So that isn't what it is.
Yeah.
Move on. Does she feel rejected? Sure.
Yes.
But she moves on.
I don't know how I'm supposed to guess that. I need to, like, expand my worldview. I need to read more fan fiction.
You're correct. You would have never thought that gay men would proposition Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
So, without further delay, let me introduce my husband, Dr. Ronnie Shapiro. I will demonstrate the very effective lingam massage.
Oh my God. The memories are coming back.
Are you having it?
Yeah, I remember this very well.
It's one
of
the most ridiculous scenes, and I would be upset, by the way. If I was Miranda with her, I would be very upset.
Genitals clearly exposed.
I like that some of these women have a pencil and pad.
Take your time.
Absolutely not. I would have been out. If I was not aware of what was, like, if this was going to happen, gone. I'm like, I am not watching this. This is too much. I can't do this. Bye.
I don't think I'd have the courage to leave unless it got really offensive.
I'd be like, I got a phone call. My dog is sick.
And I would know right away you were lying.
I'd still run away and be like, you're coming with me. Let's go.
Now, place your right hand on the receiver's root chakra.
Root!
The root chakra is located between the anus and the genitals.
Well, I think that I just got my 50 bucks worth, so...
I feel like I saw this when I was, like, in high school.
Well, but then that would make more sense of, like, why it was so memorable as a high schooler.
But I think I thought, like, oh, God, do I have to go to classes?
Also, I feel like this much movement on a dude eventually is going to start, like, hurting him. Maybe I'm just really bad at this. I'm telling on myself here.
No. And when she was talking about it to you, I think I was like, oh, God, I didn't know it was like this. So I need the classes.
Because once they go tantric, they don't go back.
You go, girl.
See that?
I just...
Can you all see this?
Do people teach like this? Like, are they this hands-on? Oh, my God. Pun intended.
He's gonna...
I told you.
God.
And just like that, Miranda got hit by Old Faithful.
Oh, my God.
What's funny?
Wow. Well... I wonder if they had to sign a form beforehand.
I would be pissed.
Yeah, I would be too.
That night, after we talked Miranda in from the ledge, I met Patrick for a movie.
So I was telling my sponsor today how I felt about you, and suddenly I realized, maybe I should just tell you. Carrie, I love you.
There it was, The little phrase every girl is dying to hear a week and a half into a relationship.
So, this to me, it's kind of what happened with the dude. Not this, not because I was so great in bed or whatever. It's just like he got so caught up that he immediately wanted to be in love. And I'm like, dude, we've only been dating for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And because, or maybe he just wanted to feel loved, like that he could pull me. Mm-hmm. So, but like, I'm like, nah, I haven't told any man I love you. I've only known you for 4 weeks and I really, really, really like you. And I really enjoy this and the feelings, but like it was so unnerving how quickly, but he was an addict. And I really feel like that's the speed that he mm-hmm. would go.
Yeah. I think mine was kind of similar in that I feel like looking back, he needed to have like this dramatic love. Like mm-hmm. It's like the most argumentative relationship I've ever been in.
Wow.
And I'm not an argumentative person. Yeah. You know this.
Yeah.
But he needed that like adrenaline of the fight. And
oh,
like,
wow.
Feeling
he
like
that.
Yeah. He was, yeah, it was not good. Not a good relationship.
Mine needed immediate validation.
Mm-hmm.
Of like being.
That makes sense.
Like, you know, all these mm-hmm. things. So it was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right. There it is. You get like, I don't know, 1 out of 4 stars, because you did get one portion out of that, right? Because poor Charlotte. Everything else kind of doesn't relate.
Again, it's really funny to me that that's like one of the 3 scenes I remember.
Yes.
And I'm like, how could I have predicted any of this?
I mean, you're right. You're right. I mean, there's no way you can predict almost anything except for like when you slowly, especially when they're standalones like this, because you don't have any like build up relationships. So when we start coming into the main relationships for each one, I think it's going to be a little easier mm-hmm. as it goes. And that doesn't come till much later because, you know, we have to go through all their hot girl summer phases, which for Sam is for a while longer. But she gets caught up in that, too. So.
Okay.
We love a good hot girl summer, am I right? I feel like that should be a new episode name for their programs. Anyway.
Their programs.
Yeah. Well, you know, the just like that, because now they're coming back into being single or being, you know, newly into, because, you know, one's a widower, the one's a divorcee, the one's MIA, but she's going to come back around via maybe phone call or maybe through the other players. We don't know. But we know she broke up with the movie star.
Well, I don't know that.
Sam.
But
you watched the movie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you would watch the movie. Mm-hmm. My bad.
I went to go see The Happening.
Instead. Oh, that's right. You avoided it.
My friends were so mad at me.
It wasn't a bad choice.
According to them, it was. It's fair.
Well, now we've gotten to this episode. We've talked about some addicts. We've talked about being a love addict. And I don't think we talked about like love bombing and all that. He doesn't technically do that, but he kind of does that with the overwhelming quickness of being in love. But I think he truly felt that. It wasn't necessarily manipulation. Here, we didn't have Miranda doing many things except being stained.
Yeah.
I would be pissed.
I would be too.
I'd be like, someone owes me a refund.
I'm telling you, I bet there was some form they had to sign.
I would hope so, because that whole thing, like if you ambushed me with a class like that, nah.
Have you ever gone to a class where you thought you knew what it was and it was not at all?
Yes, but typically it's not because like some exhibit is happening. It's more so of like, oh, I thought we were going to talk about something completely different. My bad, type of thing. Because, you know, when you have to do like seminars and like trainings and you sign up for classes and you go by the title and then you're like, oh, no, this is not what I signed up for. What is this?
Yeah.
Or like the people who came to our panel who was waiting for another panel and was not expecting our panel and was really upset that it was our panel.
Yeah. Legit asked us about gatekeeping from like the white male side.
In which I responded with, yeah, men definitely gatekeep. Because I misunderstood his question.
Yeah, we didn't understand the question.
No regrets to that. Because no. I flipped it and I didn't mean to. And yeah. He just kind of stared at me.
Yeah.
While other people are nodding.
He was saying we were gatekeepers.
Yes. And I didn't realize that. Yeah, I didn't realize it. I really thought he was asking how to handle gatekeepers.
Yeah. No.
And I thought he was talking. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're not gatekeeping feminism. We want you to be a part of it. Come on. Yeah. How are we gatekeeping that? Please be a part of this.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. I still hold to my answer.
Yeah.
Because I did not know.
Though. It was funny.
Because after I came down, you were like, this is not what he was asking. I was like, oh.
But I liked it. I liked that you were just like, of course, men do gatekeep. It's an issue.
And we need to handle this. And we need to talk about it more.
It was really funny.
Dude was quiet.
He did not
He probably
think it was
thought
funny.
I was really unintelligent, but still, I'm
he
fine
probably
with my
did,
answer.
But yeah,
I'm
it was
okay
funny.
With it. Every day.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like that should be the answer. When they ask silly questions like that, just be like you don't understand it and then answer your own way to really make him think that. Make him know, no, that's not what's happening. This is what's happening instead.
Yeah. Well, I told you before, one of our coworkers, his favorite comeback to like any kind of real sexist, racist, whatever criticism, like not an actual criticism, but just something that's really mean, is I hope you have a better day. Good luck.
Playing ignorant to those questions are my favorite way to go, apparently, because I do it really quickly and very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but yeah. Yes, that was our episode of Was It Good For You? So was it good for you, Annie, this episode?
It was good for me. I feel now I can't wait till we get to the clown one and then I can check off all the three scenes I've seen.
Yes. That's going to be a while from now. And that's when we get to see Blair Underwood. And I'm like, yes, let me see more of him.
Okay.
Just a preview to that. Mm-hmm. But very good. Very good. You did get portions of your generic answer. It was okay. So we're coming on episode 17. We're slowly pacing our way through all of the episodes. This, by the way, was released in 1999. So they did make a reference to, it's going to be 2000. Get with the times. That was 23 years ago.
Yeah, sure was.
That was not quite 20.
Let's just talk about Y2K.
Y2K. Get with the times, Annie. Get with the times, obviously. We hope that everybody is enjoying our watch through and will continue to join us. And yes, we will be emailing someone soon.
Yes.
To join us for our season finale, which is going to come way later from now.
Strange. But yeah, it's but we're working towards it. We got the names collected. We'll contact whoever it is soon. But be excited. I have no idea what's going to happen. So it's really fun.
Be excited. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't. So if you've seen the show or you haven't seen the show, you've got friends in us. So we will be contacting whoever that is soon. It's going to be fun. We're going to do this again because we have many episodes of Sex and the City left, as we've said, and we want to bring you on. So yes, you can contact us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I've Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We also have a TeePublic store. And we have a book that you can pre-order at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com, also on Audible. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.